Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I like this right here. King Solo. Jin. Cold Black Move It All Day, nigga. LP Productions. SGE, nigga. Let go.
I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed.
Okay.
I stay blessed, so I don't deserve the game.
My synopsis, it's this hot track. Popping up like pimples, like pops back. Burning like a match, let me light that. I'm the bomb, like Saddam, like it's Iraq. And do the shit, I defecate on foes. All your shit sell coffee like it's Kinko's. Who the hell promised you longevity when you can get dropped quicker, sucker, like Plinko's? Man, I found a map to the better days. I'm Picasso reminiscing, painting all this pain. And my New Balance, walking like I'm Christ-like. I'm secure in my future because I done paid the price. I was living dangerous enough to walk like Michael. I'm psycho. King Kong climbing up the Eiffel. I might just go and expose what's in my mind. But what you find is me playing Tonka practice with all the time, nigga.
I stay blessed through my pain.
I'm a go-getter, I'm a hot sprinter. I can't deal with you, cause you don't wanna get the picture. Yes, I felt the pain, but I saw the joy. Nick Cannon competition, little drummer boy. My synopsis, it's this hotness. All these haters got me back up on my lock shit. Money, power, respect. Time to leave the blind and forget being stuck in my ways like a porcupine. Sky is the limit, I'm talking cloud nine. Climbing stairway to heaven looking for a dime. But I found myself like I masturbated. I never master haters, had to celebrate them. I'm the truth, homie, go get your troops, homie. Open up your ears if you want the truth, homie. Your life has no meaning if you do not elevate. Or evacuate your mind and let it all escape.
I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain. I stay blessed through my pain. I stay blessed so I don't deserve the gain.
Everybody, what's going on? What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Tea with me, Genuine, and Pretty Carter, and Switchblade Carter. We are your hot source for nothing but entertainment news and hot topics. Want to say what's up to everybody that's been out there getting it in for real, bumping out stuff for real, and really getting in tune to what's been going on. Okay, so we're going to dive right into this right here because we got a jam-packed show tonight. And we want to start in there with entertainment because that's what we're here for, huh? That's right. And to join in the conversation, we have one of the most prettiest women in the whole entire world right now. You know her as none other than Switchblade Carter.
What's going on up in here from Cali? What's up, y'all?
All right, all right. What's up, Dave? You already know what it is, you know.
It's
all
hot,
right,
man.
So,
it's like 122 degrees or something out here. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, but that right there, I don't know.
Yeah, man, I turned the swamp cooler on.
Right.
Mm.
Well, check this out right here. Let's start off with some celebrity news. Well,
oh, great.
I don't know if you guys actually heard about the whole debacle with Kelly and Michael, which, you know, to be honest, I should have, you know, foreseen this right here, because to me, Kelly looked like she was a little too happy to have Michael there. And it begs the difference,
yeah.
Like, so how come you look too cozy? That's all I'm trying to say. You know, you look real cozy for real. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I've seen or whatever, they had this whole mentality of, well, no, that's not the case. Kelly needs
yeah.
to take several seats, okay? And that's what it is, okay? Kelly act like Michael was her husband for that hour. I've never saw them in that for my whole entire life. But see, you know, it does beg to differ when you have somebody who's saying to you straight up and down, like, hold up now. Are you telling me right now that nobody saw this, nobody foresee this or whatever? That's like somebody saying that a psychic passed away, and the first thing out of their mouth was, damn, they didn't even see that coming? Same thing. I'm just saying that, you know, and Mike.
Right.
See, Michael Strahan is a Jamaican to me, because this nigga got 1,500 jobs. I mean, and I'm like, really? How many jobs can a nigga have? The answer to that? I'm not gonna go there right now, because me saying that and somebody might call me up and say, "Well, you say that."
Right.
Listen.
They will. Somebody gonna complain.
Yeah, they will. Listen. Everybody was sitting there crying about, well, he should have never treated them like that or whatever. Let me tell you right now, okay? Let's just keep it 100, okay? I guarantee you two things you know, one thing for certain. Michael and his kids are fine. I don't know why people are thinking that, oh, because he's leaving live or whatever, that he ain't going to be good. Let me tell you this right here. This nigga getting checks beyond checks.
Right.
He can have 15 kids with 15 different women. I bet you they all be taken care of. I'm just saying. It's the truth. It is the truth. And the thing is, people were saying, well, no, it shouldn't be that way. Listen, it is going to be that way. Why? It's simple. People
mm-hmm.
want to be able.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be able to believe all the shit they can believe, okay? People, when they look at these people that are on TV, you want to believe
mm-hmm.
that those people are absolutely, positively, probably dating or something. And you never know with these celebrities, because these celebrities change men and women more than their underwear and their pills to get rid of their herpes. But anyway.
Ain't no. The things you say, sir. Mm.
Oh, well. So. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So. You know,
so did you hear that the wealthiest black man right now is finally off the market? Bob, what's his name? Bob Johnson, is that his name?
What?
He's worth $3 billion, the wealthiest black man on the planet.
where did he do that at?
He got married, man. He got married today, actually. I believe today.
Well,
to some chick named Lauren.
Can I say?
Out here in beautiful Napa Valley, California, man.
Oh well, excuse me.
And L.A. Reid was there, so you know it was extravagant, right?
Well, here's how I feel about that. Okay. First and foremost, congratulations to you. And he has now crossed over into that lane of not having nigga money no more. He has African American money.
Yeah.
This nigga got
she's gonna have her money too, because she's an international business doctorate student.
Yeah, exactly. See, that right there is rich people stuff right there. And see,
yeah, I don't even know what that means.
That shows you right there,
right,
that people actually do care what's being put out there. So people do care how people feel about things. I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, and call in right now. The lines are open, 929-477-3273. Call in right now. I'm telling
you
right now. That's the number. Please use it. How about that? You know, and I just think that, you know, I mean, everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to have somebody that's going to really take it to task or whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But say that, I will say that, okay? As long as that woman is not there to get a piece of his billions or whatever, then yeah, he'll be good. But the moment she switch up and be like, your millions are my millions, and that's when it all goes, you know, straight to the crapper. I'm just saying. Speaking that to the crapper, so MediaTakeUp.com is reporting in a shocking lawsuit that the ex-boyfriend of Nicki Minaj claims that she abused him, claims that Nicki Minaj beat him, and that he was a battered spouse, and now he is suing her for millions.
Was she beating with her butt?
Let me tell you right now, okay? Let me tell you something.
I'm just asking.
First of all, let's just keep it 100, okay? SB, shut up. Second of all, shut up. You mad because you mad or no? Nah? Oh, you mad because she got an actual gangster, like she actually with a dude that actually loves her just as much as you did. Was she mad for something? I mean, so what? She had your face all between her twat. So what? You ate it.
Right.
You know, y'all had sex. You was saying unnecessary bullshit on her record. Did it on him. Nobody needs you to say nothing. You was in every video. I mean, what else do you want from her? I mean, she put you on. I mean, if you want to put it like that, my nigga, she put you on. So my thing is, how can you come back and say, is she bad at you? Bad at you is something where I've been battered in my life, okay? Let's put it like that. I've been battered in my life. I've been abused in my life. Your abuse and my abuse is two different motherfucking things, okay? Your abuse, SB, is she didn't let you get that extra $100 million. My abuse is when I have no food in my place and I have to go out here and get it. You feel me? That's abuse to me. Abuse to you is he wouldn't let you drive the Maserati. Abuse to me is when my father went upside my head when I was little. See what I'm saying? Take it from the business. Abuse to you would be her not letting you taste the plus one night out of 7 days. Is that abuse to you? Shut up. Seriously. Shut the fuck up.
He'll be all right. If she goes sleep with him again, he'll be all right.
Right, and my thing is, Meek Mill won't do that because Meek Mill probably got all the grooms waiting for that to happen. That's why you got ran out of that. Anyway, so speaking,
you know they're saying that China walked out. Black China walked out somewhere, and her stomach was flat. So what's really going on? Is that real? What's happening?
Well, Beyonce had the same thing. So anyway,
I don't know what's going on. That's crazy.
Well, guess what?
What's going on?
Guess what? Even though she probably, I mean, I don't know, but what I know is he gave, here's another one. Here's another one of these niggas. And I mean that literally. Because he became a nigga the moment he came inside of her. He's a nigga. He has crossed to African Americanism. Bro, you're not white no more. Stop. Seriously. Listen to what I'm saying to you. First and foremost, I don't know. The second of all, what I will say is this, okay? I appreciate what she did for Rob Kardashian. I really do. I really appreciate that. Now, after saying that, I will say this. She gave this dude the best gift ever. Okay, first of all, what dude would not sleep with a beautiful chick? All she's saying is she wants you to get healthier. After he got diagnosed with diabetes, she said, "I want you to get healthy. I want you to lose weight." So this pussy is your meal ticket to losing weight. A woman say that to me.
What?
A woman say that to me. My dumb fat ass will be sitting there doing 1,000 push-ups every single day. I will lose 255 pounds within 1 month. Why?
You
because
so
I'm getting
so stupid. You stupid.
It's the truth. Guys, women, call in right now, 929-477-3273. Tell me what you think about Black China. I mean,
yeah, we need some guys to call in. Yes,
we need some guys to call in. Because or gay girls. Who cares? I don't care.
Everyone
would like to like
girls.
I do.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes.
My thing is
some
this
girls.
Right here, okay? My thing is this, though. See, the problem that I have with this is that most of the people who I literally heard them say, oh, well, that's not true. Listen, it is true. How you know it's true is look at this nigga now, okay? This nigga looked damn near skinny like he did before he even got with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's because he actually cared about him. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what that is for real. And I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, you can't sit there and say, well, no, that's what it is for real. And I mean, it is what it is. Okay.
Oh,
now, what?
Nothing. I'm going to ask a request for myself. I'm going to ask a request. Do you have a song by El Jose on this singer?
Yeah. I could definitely put that in the request box. You want something from El Jose, huh?
Yeah, play it right now.
Oh man. Okay, well, while we're waiting for the El Jose song to come about, somebody in Beyonce's camp, one of her family members actually, is saying that she is now spilling the tea, saying that there in any day now that Beyonce is just going to drop Jay-Z just like a Texas mother holding her child and who sees a pork chop then roll past and drops her baby on the ground and just runs after the pork. Dumbass. Was that wrong? Am I wrong for that?
You're usually wrong for most of the things you say.
Well, who cares? So, anyway, so.
Mostly?
What tripped me out more so is the fact that Beyonce, what the fuck are you doing? See, the thing that gets me is that you got all of these people who know your business, right? First and foremost, don't nobody need to know your business at all. At all. Nobody needs to know your business.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I don't understand why you sitting up there letting people run your name to the mud or whatever. And mm-hmm. that's what happened. And this is what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen. And call in right now. Let me know what you think about this right here. 929-477-3273 right here on the True Team. That's wrong. But, yeah. What is wrong? Like y'all need to have a better suited thing going on here for, like, if you guys know off the break that you're going to have somebody out there that's going to try to run your name to the mud or whatever, then guess what? That's on you. Did nobody ask you that? Nobody asked you to be sitting up there doing that. But you know what we did ask for? Some El Jose and G thing. Uh-oh. This right here is her youngin.
With my young, like the dishes with my young, movie cracking heaven with my young, like the shit nigga with my young, like the dirty shit nigga with my young, movie cracking heaven with nigga with my young, nigga please stop what you say, this is with my young. Got a lot of niggas in this bitch, but you know I'm about to move the cane with this shit. Yeah, some of you niggas don't like my yacht, but we don't give a fuck, we bring a yacht, my yacht. Bring your yachts and yachts and yachts and yachts and yachts. I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to get you, you know what I'm about to do with this shit. I'm high up that weed, nigga, and you know what I'm doing, I'm about to get it, nigga. Me and all my niggas about to get that bread. Take your bitches, sit my dick to get there. She already know what that shit is. We a brother, go and get it. She's full of games. Nigga, I'm about to do it, yeah. I'm about to get the yeah. I don't know where to lay, man. I don't know what I'm about to do. Come in and get it, you know what I'm watching. No, fuck all with a special. Nigga, do a lot of shit, nigga. Got a couple prayers, nigga. Oh shit, that's a fast nigga. Shh, don't worry about the shit, nigga.
Never snitch on your homie, know your youngest nigga. Young nigga, you're my youngest nigga. Got my youngest on the block every summer, nigga. Got my youngest on the block every day, nigga. To the dark, nigga. And that down, nigga. And that down, nigga. I got dogs that rev you up, whoa, oh, too busy to get the narrow, oh, you already know, oh, how I go in, yeah, we about to win, I'm slapping all day with my youngin',
now I'm doing with my youngin', trapping all day with my youngin'. For my youngin', nigga, fuck what you heard, you know it's for my youngin'. They be trappin'. Oh shit, bitch, what is that? That shit just went up your head. All I got is that motherfucking bread. Hey, Eric, all my niggas say Eric, hurt. We about to win, I thought that we win, all you niggas go. Hey, G-Pain, Elliot.
and El Jose.
That right there was El Jose and G-Pain with Youngins.
My goodness. Just when I can't think y'all can't get any worse, y'all just do something different.
It's not my fault. I'm just saying. Anyway. All right, so we definitely want El Jose to call in. We need to talk to him for real.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, this is ridiculous. We need him to call in, and we need to figure out some things, like, seriously, like,
okay.
I've been trying to get him on the show for a minute now. Al Jose, if you're listening right now, please call into the show. G-Pain, if you're listening, please call into the show. We got to do this real, you know what I'm saying? Now, we want to say that after looking at what's been going on, okay, with Tatiana Ali and her fiance, they're saying that basically dude is packing a walrus in between his legs. I don't know. Whatever. Frankly, I can care less because, I mean, whatever. I mean, but what I will say is that can somebody, anybody, please tell me why do women look like they have a penis in the front where their crotch is because they like wearing these extra big-ass pants that make them look like something seriously is wrong with them? I'm just
wow.
Look like to me. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of serious, Will Smith, please go get your fast Rihanna's looking daughter and stop her for good going on dates. What are you doing? What are you doing, Justin? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
it's doing a lot.
Why is your daughter going on dates? My thing is, you know, celebrities are just like regular people, and they have those fast tail, you know, daughters and goddaughters or whatever. And my thing is this. Please do me a favor, and please, please don't let her do that. Because it's what happened. Because she already putting out these cryptic messages inside of her songs. Next thing you know, she's gonna be like, "Mama, I'm pregnant." What you gonna do then? What you gonna say?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, you know, while. While Dwayne Martin was sucking him off, I guess he couldn't really see past the head.
Right.
I mean, come on, seriously. And
isn't the boyfriend like 21 or something?
Yeah, something like that, exactly. So he can get arrested. But anyway, listen to you. Please, couples out there that feel like they need to be out here sharing your partners with God knows whatever, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, Pam, Paul, Mike. This is what I'm saying to you, okay? Diseases are real. If you're really in love and you're really married, then take those vows fully for granted, because I'm telling you what's going to happen. One day you're going to wake up, and you're going to be trying to figure out why is there a mystery dick inside your mouth and you don't know where that dick came from. And you guys, stop putting your lips on every pussy that comes your way for them.
Yep.
No, let me ask you to do that. Because the moment you start eating it,
wake up and your lips are going to be
clean. Here's the thing. You know what's going to happen, guys? And I say most of the guys, because most of the women don't know if they really want to get at you for real. Come on. Most women know if they don't let you swim inside the shore. I'm just saying. But guess what, though? Guess what? This is what's going to happen, okay? You hear what I'm saying to you? I want you to really get this right here. See, one day you guys are going to be in the club, and y'all going to be chilling, and you're going to see a beautiful woman. Drop dead gorgeous, right? Notice what I'm saying is drop dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, yeah, you know, I should go ahead and get me a taste of this. And then all of a sudden, 5 days later, you wake up and you sound like that. You sound like nugget. And then you sound like this. And you're like, oh my God, do not trim that fat. You will kill me. Because your fucking tongue is numb like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's
and
right.
then your tongue's swell up, looking like a vagina. When they need to get those 7 days.
Yeah.
So, it's up to you, though, because, I mean, my homeboy said that he was at this club here in Baltimore called Choices, and he said he was on the dance floor, and all of a sudden, dude had his face all up in Shorty's coochie on the dance floor. I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if you want to be that freaky or whatever, that's one thing, because you're gonna be freaky by yourself. But if you're gonna be freaky mm-hmm. and just suck
yeah.
and tuck, lick and stick everything that walks the face of the planet, you know, because listen, even though Lil Wayne said that. I just want to fuck every girl in the world. No, he does not. Because if that's the case, you should drop his dumb ass out in Africa and good luck.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what?
Yep.
I'm just saying. I mean, is this not what it is? I mean, that's what he said he want to do.
Right.
I mean, what? Hell, we ain't got to do that. Just drop him in Atlanta.
Wow.
I mean, and let me tell you, I know people who are suffering, you know, with HIV and people like and other type of debilitating. Listen, guys, let's tell the truth and live in truth. Okay. Also, on top of that, ladies, stop having babies with these ancient niggas, and then you wonder why you ain't getting no child support.
Yeah.
If your mother was 17 and 18 pregnant, then try not to do it.
Wow.
If your father was high off weed, crack, heroin, cocaine, then strive to be a
mm-hmm.
teacher so you teach your kids not to do that. Come
mm-hmm.
on now, do better. If you do not do better, then you would be the same black, white, Hispanic bastard sitting out here wondering how come you don't have nothing. Why you
mm-hmm.
are trying to make ends meet because nobody will help you. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That's why I say, I tell everybody this. Either you're going to fall short. Everybody's going to fall short of the glory of God. That don't mean you have to fall short in life. I don't think y'all grasp that. Everybody will fall short of the glory of God because we can't live up to the expectations. We can praise God. We can believe in Him. We can trust
yeah.
in Him. But we're all sinners saved by grace. See what I'm
yeah.
saying? So because of this, that we are going to fall, but that don't mean you have to fall in life.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Who says, like, who? And you guys got to realize that, you know, it's really up to you. What are you willing to do to change your lifestyle? What are you willing to do? you know. And don't just give me this bullshit excuse. Well, I mean, I'm going to do so much more with my life. No. I'm not asking you what you want to do. I want to see the action behind it. You can tell me, you can tell me to the couch of the moon how many people you're going to help out. Are you really going to help those people out when you see them out there in the street? I see more cars passed by homeless people where they can help them out for real instead of them actually helping them out. And then when that person gets homeless or whatever, then aren't you expecting them to do the same exact thing? Huh? Hello? I'm saying, live exactly how you want to be treated. You want to be treated like dirt and shit? Then live like shit. Live your life like a piece of shit that you know that you are. But just in case you feel like you're worth something, just in case you think that you're worth something, you believe that in your head, right? Then that's what you live like. You live like you know that you have something to offer, not only just for yourself, but for the people that you're connected to. Don't bullshit yourself. Stop it. Don't bullshit yourself. Eventually, you know what happens when you start to bullshit yourself, you start believing your own bullshit. And bullshit stinks. Because the shit that you're saying is a bunch of bull. How about that part?
Yeah.
So, I have an album that's going to be dropping very soon, maybe Friday, called The Unsettling Calm. And I sent something last night to our co-host right here. I don't know if she heard it yet, but I hope she heard it when we got this phone. But yes, The Unsettling Calm is designed to piss you people off. And the only people that will be pissed off are the ones that don't give a fuck about their life, or basically their whole design, their makeup.
They would rather
for the world to go down deep inside of the ocean and drown than to pick it back up and build something.
Great.
So with that being the case, oh well. So anyway, we're out. We thank you for joining us, Surreal. And tomorrow we will be here to piss you off even more.
This is true.
Yep. Well, I'm Genuine.
Switchblade Carter on the mic right here.
All right, Pretty Carter, what's up, babe? You already know what that is. Holler back at y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place, same irritating voices that's here to give you the knowledge.
That's right.
And who doesn't like it, I have one nut waiting for you. Bye now.
Bye.